have we here?
Short for stormtrooper?
Huh?
And welcome to technically the first episode, if you like, of Did You Hear That Star Wars podcast. My name's Jordan.
And my name's John.
And I think we're going to discuss again and keep that sort of format going. But first, I think we should probably address the change that we've made slightly to the podcast.
So, just the way it generally runs and stuff like that. We've got a few ideas on what we want to play about with you guys. Obviously, if any of you have got like any feedback on it, it'd be great as well. But we're just trying to be different, casual kind of talking like motion right now, and I think it'd be probably best a bit more loose, a bit less serious. Also got a bit of seriousness in there as well, obviously certain topics, but
yeah. And I think as well, obviously should probably address the name change and so obviously, for those of you who have listened to previous episodes, we were previously known as One With The Force Podcast, but we've decided to change that up slightly because people were getting confused with another podcast. So we've just decided to change the name of it a little bit. And also, along with that, you know, the logo change and things like that. And we decided to go with some fresh music.
Yeah, fresh start, that kind of thing. It's very, there's similar aspects to it because we did like the original stuff we've done. It's just, this is obviously because of what happened. We just want to give it a kind of a fresh start as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get into our discussion just now. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Well, I think episode 9 coming episode up. Nine, just, it's something that's sitting on my mind right now. I know a lot of people are kind of like, oh, it's still like nearly a year away and stuff like that, but I think just because right now it's very open to opinion, you don't know how it's going to go, we don't know a lot about it. So I just think it'd be good to be a bit creative and just talk about it and try and engage you guys at home and stuff like that, just to see you get minds thinking and we can all collaborate on what could be ideas for that, so what could be actually happening in episode 9.
Okay, well, with that, I'll put a question to you right away.
Okay.
So obviously there was some speculation about maybe we'd get some sort of footage at the Super Bowl. Obviously we didn't. But when do you think we'll see the first footage or
Easter's when the celebration's about.
Do you think we'll see it at celebration?
I honestly think we will. I just think it'd be daft for them not to do it until then. I'm sure, like, The Force Awakens, they held off quite... I know they gave a teaser trailer already by now, but I think they're just going to hit it with a big trailer rather than a teaser.
Yeah.
Do you think... I think the hype's there, especially it being, like, so long after... Like, when this film's released, it's so long after, like, Solo. But even with Solo, the one before that as well, obviously, The Last Jedi, I think that they're going for a bigger release. I think they're trying to it to be a massive thing. Yeah, obviously, it's the end of a... end of an era, technically, if you put it into trilogy perspective, for the Skywalker saga, I do think they might do something like that. They might drop a teaser trailer randomly some month, I don't know, but I just think they'll just give us a block trailer and say, that's it, enjoy guys, this is it, just to drive that right through the summer.
Do you think that we'll get a title reveal before Celebration?
That's a tough call.
Because I suppose the title itself, it kind of leads to speculation and things like
I don't know whether or not... It sways your opinion on what the film could be like. I mean, when we said The Last Jedi, I was talking about if it was singular or plural. Just that discussion itself took a lot of people's interest. So I think they might do that. That could be the equivalent of dropping that instead of a teaser trailer and giving us a trailer at Celebration or maybe something like that. Or they'll just... they'll either drop a teaser trailer and then give us a reveal at Celebration. It'll be one or the other. But I don't think it'll be after that. I can't possibly see that at all.
No, they'll definitely have the title attached to any sort of footage that they show. I think it's Celebration, but I'm not sure whether or not. I'm gonna say that we will get a title reveal before Celebration.
Okay.
Just to drum up that bit of anticipation for seeing anything.
Yeah. Do you think any posters will get revealed beforehand?
No, nothing at all. I think they're gonna reveal the poster at Celebration,
like,
we'll get a copy of it.
Hopefully.
At that panel.
Right, you guys there. Hope you two get it.
What do you think, just speculating again, what do you think the title will be?
This is something that I've not actually really thought about, because I remember the last time when I was trying to do it for, like, everybody's asking me about, obviously, The Last Jedi, being Star Wars Episode 7. Star Wars Episode 8, they were saying to me that, what do you think it could be called? And honestly, it was like, well, it could be this, it could be that,
it could be this.
And I was totally off the mark, to be honest. Yeah. I think a lot of people were off the mark.
I think it's more than likely you will be off the mark.
100%. I just don't know what to even say, to be honest. It's like, I feel like I've been left in, like, a, literally, question marks all over my head. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, ideas what you think it could be called? It's just, I honestly don't know.
Well, the ones I've liked, because there's quite a lot of suggestions for titles that you hear and you're like, I don't know if that's going to be. Yeah, I'm not too keen on that one. I think there was from Lines in the last Jedi. Like a spark of hope and all these types of things, but I wasn't too sure about that. The one that I have heard from another Star Wars podcast, which I quite like this idea for the title, is Fate of the Galaxy.
Fate of the Galaxy, yeah, that's good.
Because it's like a finality, it's got a finality to it.
Yeah, because it turns out to be, because there's been a lot of twist and go,
especially if they're selling this as the end to the Skywalker saga.
Yeah,
I think that's a.
But then again, but we don't know about Rian Johnson's trilogy, so that could be in the timeline somewhere, but not as, like, it could be the future timeline. So they might not do it as that, though.
Well, yeah, but I think that.
It's happier. That's very in the future. What I'm talking about, but
yeah, I don't think they're going to let it. If they're going to do a 10, 11 and 12.
Yeah.
But I think just for now, obviously we're focusing on episode 9 being the end of the Skywalker saga, so I would think that they'll go with something that basically defines it as, this is the final installment of the Skywalker saga.
This is the end. I get why you'd people would think that as well. It's just, I don't think that they'll go down that route, because I think the way Disney's looking at it is like, yes, this is a money maker. I don't think they'll call it something like that.
Fate of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Fate of the Galaxy, because I think that's determined the tone. How this plays out is how the rest of it's going to be.
Unless
they change it up, I suppose you could use a title for another film that would make it different. But
I can understand why, obviously, they would maybe consider leaving it open for a 10, 11 and 12.
But at the
same time, I can see them also feeling that they want to get away from it. Get away from the Skywalkers and that sort of storyline and go with new content rather than new content.
Obviously, for you who are casual fans or like diehard fans, I mean, like, there's so many things that you know that Disney could go down the route of. I mean, there's so many stories, so many novels, everything. Like, there's so much that you can do with this, and like, Disney have really got a gold mine with this, getting it. But okay, fair enough. Then with the title, then I could possibly see it. I think it'll be something more. I do think it'll be
open-ended.
But I do think it'll be something to direct as well, to say, like, this is the end of, like, this saga. I do get that, but I don't know if it'll be, like, worded like that. I think it might be more subtle than very blunt like that, saying, like, Fate of the Galaxy. Like, it being like, whoa, this is the big finale kind of thing.
That's the way they're going to market it. I think that they'll market it as the end of the Skywalker saga. Because really, see, when you look at it, how far can they go with it, with the Skywalkers? Do you know what I mean? There is only one Skywalker left.
But they could still use reoccurring characters from this saga into the next if they ever do one and stuff.
Yeah, but then is it the Skywalker saga?
No, of course not. I just think like they do with animated TV series, mm-hmm. they bring characters back from previous animated TV series, so like Ahsoka from...
I don't doubt...
Rex, and then from this one, like what they obviously showed at the end of Rebels, spoiler alert if anybody's not saw it, like Ahsoka and Sabine going on a journey to find Ezra. And I think like that, I think reoccurring shows for reoccurring characters, I think they could possibly bring, say, like Poe Dameron in the future,
General,
or something like that, or someone of that effect, or Finn, like, you know what I mean? I think they could be open to that. I don't think it'll be a continuation of the start Skywalker saga, but I do think they'll continue it.
No, I agree.
Turmoil, you know
I
what
agree.
Mean?
Yeah, I think, I don't think that this will be the last time we see Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, but I don't think that it'll be episode 10.
Yeah.
Or known as episode 10. I think it'll be...
maybe a standalone could go down that
way. Well, I think they'll maybe go down a new trilogy, but say, for example, perhaps Finn isn't the main character, or one of the main characters.
Yeah, he's just like one of the side, kind of main.
So maybe they're continuing the timeline of from episode 9 onwards, but there's a different focus, so different characters. So say for example, we get a new trilogy started out with I'm just picking a name I'm not going to pick a name. I'll say John now, just for the sake of
watch out for future Star Wars film for a character named John.
So I'll say John just for the sake of it, right? So John and these other two characters are the new trio for new trilogy. But then they come into contact at some point with an older Finn or an older Rey. You know, in that sort of direction. So it's not primarily focused on Rey and Finn.
Yeah.
But they do come into kind of like what you'd expect Lando will be in this trilogy, and what the, you know, Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Luke Skywalker were for this trilogy. Basically, you get what I'm saying.
So bring it back to episode 9. This is going to be, I don't know, I can see this is an obvious question to answer it with. Do you think it will still be once the title screen comes up, does the scroll, do you still think it'll be in space as an opening scene?
Yeah, I think,
do you think it'll still go down that route? Because I remember a lot of people were saying that for episode 8, like it was and it wasn't, even episode 7 it wasn't, like, because the way the trailer went, it kind of got people.
I can't see them changing it now. Yeah. At this point.
No, of course. I just thought I'd ask the question, just in case some people might actually think, I think they might just change it.
Well, maybe, but I don't see it. I think you've gone through these 9 episodes and you've not started out anywhere other than in space, so I don't see why this would be any different. I think, especially if you're... I think they might even close it out in space.
Ah, that'd be quite nice.
That would maybe be my guess for the end of this, is that, you know, maybe they pan upwards.
Yeah, in the skies. Yeah, that's
the
good
sky
point.
And then that's how.
Me personally, I think it will always start in space. That's a given. That's what they do.
We'll see. And this would be a good discussion for another time. But I like the idea of, maybe not a standalone, because I don't know where they're going with the standalone films, but if I was to have created a standalone film or something like that, I think I would start it slightly different, with you've got the credits and it looks like you're in space, but then all of a sudden maybe a footprint goes, or like you just see
something coming in, it'll just go take you by surprise
and you'll be like, what's this?
Yeah, what is happening?
but then it would be like a reflection of the sky at night.
And it's like that's a puddle. That's very creative. I like it.
A puddle or something like that. So I think we can be creative with.
Yeah, like opening things like that.
Yeah.
It's like the iron press and it looks like a ship landing.
Yeah.
That kind of misleading you. Yeah. You're like, oh, what's that? And then it turns out it's like an iron.
Yeah, so I think that. And I think we've got to start getting used to them misdirecting us with.
No,
with
definitely. Things. I think they're trying to give us something a bit more because, I mean, a lot of it can be predictable. It really can be. Just because we kind of know the story. Like, if you're really into the story and that, you can kind of predict these things. You start talking about it and start discussing it and you start putting these things in your mind. So I think with these small redirections, it takes you back out of already going, oh no, I had a feeling this is going to happen. And then it's like, oh, whoa, what's that? You know, it's good that way. I think it's really good and I think it captivates the audience as well. So
yeah. So let's go into maybe character based things. So let's say Kylo Ren, because I think that's the most interesting character.
Oh, definitely from the Last Jedi. He's became a very badass person. So,
yeah, so
it's pretty.
Will he be the big bad villain?
I would like to think so because of the way it's went in the last film. Because I feel like he's subdued by the dark side and he's like overpowered. Like his power's just overtaken his thinking process. He's just become this. He's the main person. He does not care. Like even the way General Hux was with him in the throne room, he just shut that down. He was like, nah, I'm the boss. And I think he's got that. I think it will be that. I think he'll show how powerful he can be because of how much anger he's got in him.
See, I think the way I disagree with you slightly in the sense that I would like him to be
that guy,
the main villain, but at the same time I think that the way it's going and the way they started it out was that he's going to be redeemed at the end. And I think that because of that, he's not going to be the main villain, and perhaps they have to join forces to go after an even bigger bad in the galaxy or something I don't know exactly, but or whether it's someone who tries to step over Kylo Ren puts their self into
the power position
ahead of Kylo Ren and maybe like shuts him down and things like that. I don't know, but I just don't see him being the overriding big bad villain, and I think that someone will suffer at the end of it, either through Kylo sacrificing himself or Rey sacrificing herself to save the other.
Okay.
I think that's...
Well, saying that, actually, just thinking, you know, obviously, this might be a bit off the mark as well, mind you, obviously, but no, like, obviously Kylo's, like, very focused on his grandfather, Anakin, Darth Vader, if you want to put it that way. He wasn't, you know, and I think maybe the good will come out of him because, obviously, like, Darth Vader and obviously Luke saying he sends good in him, and it seems like Rey can sense a wee bit of, like, knows, because she knows he's conflicted inside. Even though he's shown like he's very angry, blah blah, but she knows he's conflicted, so maybe he's going to redeem himself at the end.
Yeah, but that's also part
because that's part of like the episode six.
Well, that's something that I really liked about how the Last Jedi ended was, you know, with Rey shutting the door on him during force projection, because it made you think, like, it made you wonder, is she just closing all doors to him now? Is she just dismissing that there's any hope for him, for him anymore?
Yeah.
And does she believe that he has gone?
Because
the thing is as well that Leia also mentioned at the end of The Last Jedi,
I know my
son is gone. So
maybe that's the whole feeling of the good gone.
But I know that people will be screaming at me just now and saying, but Luke's response to that was, no one's ever really gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's something that was good about the Last Jedi, that left that character arc so open.
Still open,
That you didn't know, you know, well, do we agree with Luke, or do we agree with Leia's perception of it, or Rey's?
Yeah.
You know, who's... eyes are we going to look at Kylo through? Are we going to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, good point. I didn't even take that into consideration, to be honest, but it's, yeah, that's a good point. I'd like it to still be open. I really do, because I think it'd give the audience a good twist, because I think it's maybe misleading, also, like we're saying, like a misconception of the character.
Yeah.
And I think it being down that road, I think that'd be really good, because it still give you a twist in the end of the film.
Well, speaking of twists, do you think... Now, by twist, I don't mean a misdirect, because I think we got plenty of misdirects in The Last Jedi, but I think we didn't get a big twist. We thought we did with the Snoke scenario, but that turned out to be a misdirect as well, because you thought, oh, Kylo's turned against Snoke, now he's going to join Rey.
But it wasn't.
But then it was a misdirect because...
he wanted to overthrow him and take Rey under his wing. Yeah.
So, really, then I don't know. You look at it and you say, well, that's not really the big twist. But then, do you think the big twist is going to come in the final episode of the trilogy?
I think it could, because they'll do many misdirects up until then. I definitely think JJ will look at that, because I think it's. Because a lot of people have got their own speculations, but this is the whole thing. They need to think of like how this film could go after they release certain content, like trailers and stuff like that. And people, like, the way they'll do the trailers is to make you believe it's going to be something, and then it'll change when you're in the theatre.
Yeah, but then that's also a misdirect.
Yeah, of course, but as I'm saying, I think they've got to do all this misdirect so it keeps you in a mystery, so that when the twist does happen, it's very big. Kind of like in episode 5 when like Darth Vader revealed, like I'm your father, you know what I mean? And, like, obviously that at the time was massive, because nothing like that had really been done in cinema much, and I think that they could give us something as epic as that, maybe not of the same scale, but I think it will be something that will be like, wow, like, I did not think this was ever happened. But I think they'll do that through what they'll do in the film also. So like you're speaking about in The Last Jedi, it being very misdirecting, it's not a big twist, it's a misdirect, and I think that's how they'll keep us off guard to not like see where the film's going, because usually do you protect the film.
Do you just mean in the trailers, or do you mean throughout
the
film?
No, I mean actually in the film. From start to finish, till a big twist point comes up, like major twist point, that's what they'll do, because I think that what they'll do is it'll maybe the tone of the film will go a certain way, and it could become like maybe predictable, but with the misdirects it will mislead you to think it's not going to go that way, and then they'll hit you with a big twist and it'll captivate you even more, and I think that'll give you a bigger shock.
Yeah,
and I think that'd be smarter than to do that, personally.
Okay.
Because I think I'd just make it more exciting.
Okay. In terms of Finn, let's talk about Finn.
Okay, Finn. Yep.
Will you go back to Jakku?
Why does everybody want to go back to?
My serious question is, what sort of character art do you think he'll end up with?
I think at the end
because it seems that Phasma's gone now.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, to be honest. I mean, that's one thing I don't see her coming back from.
No, not twice.
If she comes back
from
the trash compactor, it's pretty impressive, but coming back from the vacuum of space, I don't quite know.
Yeah.
Mind you, yeah, filters in the mask, the helmet, it was cracked open, so never mind it. I honestly think from the last film there, I think we've got a kind of good grasp on him. I think that he's very dedicated now.
But what's he
going
to have to
do
in this film? That's because he's got to do something. Do you know what I'm saying? It's who's he going to be with? Right. So
Rose.
No, I don't mean relationship wise and romantically, but I mean,
he's a very. It reminds me of being reckless like Han, in a way. That he'll come up with the idea and he'll want to do it, and he'll be very like, if higher powers to tell him you can't do that, he'll go and do it. Like, he's the guy that'll be like, nah, this is right, I know it's right, I'm going to take a risk on it. He'll be the risk taker in that film, and I think that he'll do something to then help, or he'll offer, it'll be like he'll sacrifice himself in a way, not physically, like not by through death, but I think he'll, like, if the chance of it, he'll sacrifice himself to go and do the thing, the greater good for the people he cares about. Because he then, like he done in The Last Jedi, he was going to sacrifice himself for them because he's seen that as the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll be that character. I think he'll do something as big as that.
I would. Do you think that? Because I personally think that the main trio, I feel like, will be together at the start of the film.
But not the end.
But not the end. I think the end it will be very similar, in a sense, to Return of the Jedi, in the sense that I think Poe and Finn, and maybe Rose and some other characters will have the side mission.
Yeah.
At the same time that Kylo and
Rey are on a separate one. Yeah, I definitely see them doing that. That's what I was meaning by, like, he'll have the guts to go and do something like that. So, like, when Han offers himself, like, oh, I signed up to be the head commander of this mission, kind of thing. And I think he'll be that guy. I think he'll go, if anybody's going to do it, I'm going to do it, to show his redemption from what he'd done, like, from when he was in the First Order and that. Because, obviously, he was cowering away from it.
Well, I would quite like as well for maybe him to have, or the First Order to maybe set like a bounty on his head or something like that for the death of Phasma.
Right.
So, yeah, like, so maybe the First Order's got some bounty hunters, or, you know, people to go out and hunt for Finn, and he's got a, just to kind of tie in with Han Solo's character arc, in the sense that he had a death mark to live with, if you like.
Well, I think that'd be quite a funny wee touch, though, to be honest, because obviously from The Force Awakens, like, Han kind of took him under his wing a little bit. I think it'd just be a wee hat tip to Han's kind of character reflecting on him. I know it's not from him doing it, but, like, it's just a wee bit of the story, like, picking it out. And I think it'd be quite a wee thing.
And I think in terms of Poe, I would like to see him kind of take that next step in his piloting skills and fly the Falcon. I would like him to kind of take him and Chewbacca. I think that would be the next.
That'd be pretty good. I'm kind of conflicted on that, right? Because I think that'd be really cool. Because, as you say, the piloting skills, impossible leading a fleet out to fight the resistance from that point, with that being a flag fighter, and I think that'd be pretty interesting. I think it'd be pretty creative of them to do that, but at the same time, he's pretty badass in that X-Wing. And I think
Shows that he can pilot and ship, you know,
showing his skills as an actual fighter, because he might be one of the best in the galaxy,
and as the lead pilot, if you would want to call him that,
being in a flagship kind of thing, like a wee flagship.
I think that being in the Falcon, it's very much seen to us as fans as that's the main ship.
That's the
one that the resistance or the rebellion or whoever it is gets behind.
Yeah, because it's more of a, like, a, how'd you put that? Not a motivator, but like a encouragement, like, to say, like, oh, we've got the Falcon, we're going to do this. Like,
I think the Falcon's become iconic. Very much a central piece for the rebellion, and I think that there's not really a better ship to put him in, if that makes sense. So, for example, Lando, and going back to Return of the Jedi again, Lando obviously pilots the Falcon to get the job done, to blow up the second Death Star.
But then Lando's coming back,
but I don't see him piloting the Falcon.
I definitely see him.
I see him going into the Falcon and into the cockpit and stuff, and reminiscing, I feel like.
Kind of like Han in Force Awakens.
Well, the thing I would say is it would tie back probably more to Solo, which I'm not too sure about, but.
Well, when.
Obviously, it used to be his ship. So.
That would be good we had to hit that so point as well, aye.
Maybe he says something like. Like, it's been a long time, girl, or something like that.
That'd be quite nice. I'd like to see that.
Good to see you again, baby, or something like that.
Well, this might not go down well with some people, right? But, like, say in this film, this is the end of the Millennium Falcon's reign, all right? Because I kept, like, obviously, it's becoming, that's it, the old is gone, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Lando's the one to pilot it, and Lando's the one to take the sacrifice.
I think it's always been recognised as Han's ship, hasn't it?
It's, if you look at it before Han had it, Lando's then getting it back.
Yeah.
He goes out with the ship, especially L3 being in there.
Yeah, I understand that, but at the same time, well, first of all, I don't think that this will be the end of the Falcon.
No?
No, okay. I think they're going to tie in the film somewhat, unfortunately, but I can understand why they're doing it, into the park, into the Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them tying that in, and at the end, so maybe they fly the Falcon and they meet at the rendezvous on Baku,
mm-hmm.
Which is the Galaxy's Edge
yeah.
planet name. So then the Falcon remains there, and any visitors to Galaxy's Edge in real life
we'll get the
then
that's
where the Falcon is. So they're tying in both the reality film. And the films
to make it immersive
okay, or as immersive as possible. I can see them doing that. I think it's risky because then you can't use the Falcon in the future unless you're going to take it away from Galaxy's Edge, which you're not going
to
do.
Yeah, because then they'll have to change that all completely.
But
I think that's a very creative idea. I think that's pretty... I'd like that. I think it'd be pretty good.
Plus as well...
make a lot of sense, to be fair.
Yeah, it would make sense. However, another issue that I'd have with that is, where is Chewbacca? Is he going to be at Galaxy's Edge, or is he elsewhere? And how did he get elsewhere if he's not on the Falcon? Like, if he's not got the Falcon? Surely you would imagine he would want to be with the Falcon. Unless he's maybe taken back to Kashyyyk or something like that with his family, or...
Possibly. I don't know. This is the thing that... this is what these conversations bring up, because there's a lot of... you come up with an idea and then there's so much expansion on it, so much yeah. loose ends, and you can discuss in the loose ends of the expansions. It's crazy. But I don't know. That's what I'm saying. This is the beauty of this. It's good. It's really good. It's just... I'm not too sure. I get where you're coming from, but if they didn't go down that route, I honestly don't know.
I can seriously see them doing that, but I have my own doubts with them doing it. But let's move on to, first of all, Luke.
Okay.
So, what sort of role do we see Luke having? Do you think most of his stuff will be in either flashbacks, or do you think it will be he's a Force ghost, or do you think that some people are obviously speculating he's still alive?
Nah, I honestly think he'll be brought back as a Force ghost, especially if, as we see, is like we see all the Jedi texts in that drawer in the Millennium Falcon, yeah. Also, she's took them without saying anything, and I think that. Like, she'll be very conflicted with some of the stuff, and I think he'll help her throughout it to bring her back to realisation of, like, why she's on this path and what she's to do.
Yeah.
More so than... because I think she will be... I think she might be a bit conflicted as well on what to do in certain scenarios.
Right.
Like, how she'll go on this because of how it left off.
Well, to be honest for me, I think that she seems to not really need training and not really need...
she'll need that, guidance.
I don't know. I think that she was basically right all of The Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
With everything.
Yeah.
Like I don't think she was wrong at any point, whereas obviously in The Empire Strikes Back, if you want to use the middle chapter of the previous trilogy, Empire Strikes Back, Luke was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He had a vision of his friends and how his friends were in danger,
yeah.
And he said, I need to go and help them.
Mm.
And Yoda and Ben
said to him, wait,
don't go, you're not ready, type mm-hmm. of thing. You need more training before you can go and do that. And if you go, then you'll sacrifice everything that Han and Leia were fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
So Luke ultimately probably did the wrong thing, because he did sacrifice, if you like, what that Han and Leia were basically walking into a trap all along,
mm-hmm.
And that Luke was wrong. So if you contrast the two middle chapters of those trilogies,
yeah.
Luke was wrong in the Empire Strikes Back, and Rey was right. Mm-hmm. So does she really need the guidance? Mm,
good point.
When her mentor was
but
not wrong, but
I think
it's he was conflicted.
Yeah, I just don't know how they tie in a flashback unless it's with Kylo. But
I think that's probably the route that they would go down. Maybe it was the beginning.
Yeah.
And maybe it's you know, I've heard some speculation and stuff about the having been filmed for The Force Awakens, that there was a flashback of Han Solo and Princess Leia taking Kylo to
Luke.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually shot and everything. Mm-hmm. How much of that's true, I don't know, but if that was a flashback scene, then I think that would be actually an outstanding flashback scene that would catch me off guard, because we're not expecting to see a lot of Leia, obviously, in this film. Yeah, I think that would be such a nice scene to see the three of them reunited again after so long.
Well, then this will go to my point with a Force Ghost slash flashback. If you think that if Luke was come back to Force Ghost, but maybe to Rey and tell her more about him to understand him. Like I don't know. Like I just. Because he could delve into the flashback of remembering that day of getting her, blah blah, like getting him, sorry, of that, or maybe it might be something totally different. Like it's just I do think he'll come back as a Force Ghost more than anything. I really do. I just don't know in the pretense of it, but just you saying that, I just came in my head there.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe, like there could be a flashback scene when he's talking to her.
Yeah.
Like giving her a bit of advice, and they might play on that. Maybe it might be a bit too much because the Force Ghost that can hang, but. I definitely do see him come back as a Force Ghost.
I see him potentially maybe coming back as a Force Ghost, but I would say it would be more to sort of derail Kylo Ren and his
motions. Good point. Like he could turn up there and
because obviously his final line of "see you around, kid."
Yeah, like he's got to be back. Like can I?
It's kind of like I'll be back. That's effectively the strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
But then again, at that point Kylo can't explain what's happened with Luke because he doesn't know he's actually died.
Well, yeah, but
point, so he doesn't know from this
but,
point.
But the whole see you around kid was, I think, foretelling the future in the sense that he'll come back and he'll constantly be there for Kylo.
Yeah, but
and just like his father, because in a sense, Kylo, I think, will be having his father in his head,
his mind. Like he did his mother when he was about to blow up that
the
bridge.
I think that his father will be in his head, and then Luke will be the manifestation of that in the sense that he'll maybe be the Force Ghost who is like, what are you actually doing here? What is your intention? Because, you know, you're going to lose everybody here if you continue down the path that you're going. I think that's kind of going to be Luke's role in it, is that you've got two paths here, which are you go down the route that you're going and lose everything and everyone that you care about, or you come back. Come back to your family and who you truly belong with.
Yeah.
And that, I think, will play more into the redemption arc, if you like.
Sure, if we go down that way. Yeah. It's just the only thing that I was going to say, but I'll nearly interrupt you, sorry, was that because Kylo at that point, when Luke's there, he cannot explain why he's there and how he disappeared the way he did and how he wasn't able to kill him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know if. So he's saying see you around, kid. I think that's maybe on his mind to preoccupy him, saying Luke Skywalker's out there somewhere still. Now he doesn't know he's dead or vanished or whatever.
Well,
he's
thinking,
how's he projected himself here? That's what he's thinking. So is he would be worrying,
but
is Luke still more powerful than me?
Well, what I would say is, you're saying obviously that Kylo doesn't know that Luke's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But Rey and Leia do they felt it in the Force. So would Kylo not feel it in the Force as well? Especially because he's related to Luke, whereas Rey's not.
Mm-hmm. Or is she?
Well, I think
that's something for another time. Forget that.
Well, right, okay, let's go down that route as well.
Right, let's get Sean's in and dig a bit deeper.
Right, okay. Rey.
Yep.
I don't think that's done yet.
Me either. No, I still think she's related to them in some sort of way.
Related to who?
I think she's related to Kylo in a way.
Okay.
Because of their connection. I don't think...
Brother or cousin?
I'm going to actually say brother.
Or stepbrother.
Well.
Kira's back in the equation.
No, I honestly do think that people will probably hate me for this, but I do think generally they could possibly turn it to be brother and sister. I think...
How would they explain that? In the sense of, obviously, the previous two films, Rey's not really had any sort of... Or Leia and Han haven't really mentioned a daughter, or...
Well, maybe... if they're good at parting away with Kylo to Luke at a very young age,
mm-hmm.
then maybe they got... I don't know, maybe because of what happened between them two. Like, Leia was always in...
We need to work out a timeline, I think, as well.
Resistance, right? And Han gone away, right? So I think maybe they've done the adoption role kind of thing again.
You don't think that...
From episode 3 when Leia's given off to Organa and then given off to his uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. I think they may have gone down that route, but it's not telling you how, because that's what I'm saying, when Rey's dropped off.
Yeah.
That could be...
Let's look at the age of Rey for a second here. So when she's dropped off, she's what, maybe 4 or 5 years of age?
Yeah.
And then when we see her in The Force Awakens, what would you say, about 20 years old? 21, roughly?
Yeah.
So how many years is that? That's 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
So Kylo would then have been dropped off to Luke at the age of 15,
right?
You would guess.
No, maybe younger than that though, because like for starting the Jedi training, it's always younger. Like could be further back than that. So that's why I'm still, because when you see Rey getting dropped off,
she was
very young.
Well, she would have to have been born, you'd imagine, around about 20 years before The Force Awakens, because we're guessing that she's about 20 in The Force Awakens, and Han and Leia would be 10 years after Return of the Jedi. You'd imagine Ben Solo's probably around about 10 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know about her?
Mm.
Because if he knows about her, that kind of raises a bit of an issue. Especially because he says what girl, so clearly he hints at that he knows
that there's a girl missing, and then there's a girl involved.
The hint is that he knows her already.
Yeah, because
But then if he knows her, surely he would know who she was. So that
yeah, it's just...
That conflicts it a little bit, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. It conflicts it a big bit, to be fair.
Can I give you my speculation?
So,
I think she's going to play in with a previously established character.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to be Luke, Han or Leia.
Right, okay.
I think it's probably going to be like a Kenobi or Palpatine or something like that.
Right.
And I think that's really going to be her roots, and I think the Palpatine side of it could be very interesting, in the sense that that's perhaps why Kylo feels that she would have joined him. But then, yeah, and you're getting perhaps one from the light side and one from the dark side roots. Mm-hmm. Kylo obviously being from light side roots, Rey being from dark side roots, but now they're on opposite sides at that next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that would make it quite interesting. Well, but I could also, I like the idea of her being a descendant from Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
Because that obviously feeds back to the very beginning when, you know, you've got Anakin and Obi-Wan being best of friends, being drawn apart.
And about to go killing.
And then the descendants through the years have gone the opposite way, so they're apart and then they get brought together.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Okay. That'd be quite nice to do. It's a wee hat tip to the full saga in that. So
effectively it would be as well, you know, Anakin gets wiped out by Obi-Wan in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, say for example, it's the Skywalker who saves the Kenobi, so that's totally flipped it on its head. So it's like poetry, it rhymes.
The only thing that I can see it not being plausible for it being a descendant of
Kenobi
would be the timeline.
Yeah,
because
that's...
we don't see anything or hear of anybody, because we hear that he's a hermit, so he's himself, he stays alone and that kind of thing. So I don't know if we could go down that route. It could be a secret thing, but I don't know. But Princess Satine does die in the Clone Wars, so it couldn't be her, you know what I mean?
I don't think it would be her anyway.
Because that was his love, you know what I mean? You seen that in the Clone Wars, so.
Oh, well, no, that.
Well, the thing I said at Celebration two years ago, was because she'd be made out of midichlorians.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, maybe.
I think that would maybe arc a few people.
Yeah, I get that. I get with, like, obviously, I'm saying the prophecy being like, oh, Anakin was the chosen one kind of thing, but at the same time, it might have been one of many. It could have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting it out there just as a wee like skeptical thing, because it's like, because if the, like people were saying like, oh, she's definitely not of like descent of any kind. We don't know where she's actually came from. And maybe Luke stumbled across that whole thing and tried to keep her safe by sending her out to Jakku. Like, Luke was isolated out to Tatooine.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's his way of dealing with it, because they knew that's what was done with him. So he thought the best way to keep her from Kylo and Snoke was to hide her on a planet, a wasteland like Jakku, because he might have known her mother that was carrying her, who she was conceived at midichlorians, to then just be like, no, she's a could be the possible chosen one, because he's got the ancient Jedi texts,
mm-hmm.
and he's read them and realised there's a chosen one.
Yeah. The thought that I had a second ago, which I quickly re-evaluated, yeah, was maybe her being like Rey, I'm speaking about, being a descendant of Kira. So perhaps like the Solo and Kira were destined to be together from the very offset, but then that would, I think, really annoy people, which I don't think they particularly want to do at this stage of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
I think that they've arced enough people without, you know, pushing them that bit more. I'm trying to think any other characters for episode 9.
Well, I think right now it's best to talk about the main ones. Just the fact that it's quite focused around their stories, if you want to put it that
way. I think we've pretty much brought up all the main
characters
in it.
But I think, obviously, talk about that. This is just briefly talking about it, I think.
Yeah.
In future, we could talk about it a bit more.
Once we know a little bit more,
This is just a more wee topic about it. It's just something that's been playing in my mind. I thought we should talk about it.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe give you guys something at home to like think about also. Just because we're not hearing a lot about it. It's kind of the hype's not dying down a wee bit, but settled a bit more. And I think just to uncover it a wee bit and just to talk about it. just to get us a bit more excited about things and stuff. So, yeah. But yeah, it's definitely something I'd like to come back to in the future. Hopefully, you guys would like to listen. That's listening would like us to come back to it as well.
Yeah, and I think as you said, it is only the start of the discussion, and once we know a little bit more, we can delve into it.
Yeah, definitely start getting our tools out and start digging a bit deeper.
Yeah, even once we know the title.
The title, and then we can start talking. Yeah, because that's a big maybe, thing in itself.
Maybe even the trailer. You know, I'm sure we'll speculate about it once we've seen the trailer. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's obviously only a short amount of time away. I don't think we need to wait too long before.
Not too long at all.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, the last thing I think. Is there anything else you want to?
That's all for now, I think. Yeah.
Oh, anything you want to say? No.
Unless you do it. Sound like you got something on your mind?
No, I was just going to say the way of finding us. So you can either find us on Twitter, and our handle has now changed.
Yep, so watch out for that, guys. If you're already previously on any of our current social media, it should still be fine. It's just the name changes, really. So don't be alarmed if it has changed the name. It's not anybody new, it still is.
Yeah, so the new Twitter handle, if you like, is Hear That Podcast. We couldn't fit in Did You?
Yeah.
So we've shortened it just to Hear That Podcast. So you can find us there, or you can email us at didyouhearthatpodcast@gmail.com. That's didyouhearthatpodcast@gmail.com. And do you want to tell them where else they can find
us? Yep, you can also find us on YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel still set up to One With The Force podcast, so just that will change momentarily. Yeah. Just give you a heads up, it will be Did You Hear That Podcast soon, with a new logo also.
Well, we might have changed it by now.
Yeah, probably by the time you're hearing this it might have changed. But just in case it hasn't, just if you're already subscribing that, then it's fine. But if you haven't, it'll be changed to Did You Hear That Podcast on YouTube. And if you just hit the subscribe button and notification bell, you should get every update. And also, please leave a comment if you've any questions, anything you want to say at all. If you enjoy listening or watching the podcast or that'd be fantastic. And if you've got any thoughts on any future shows, or what you thought about that podcast just there or any previous ones, just leave a wee comment here, there, and tweet us, anything like that, and we'll definitely get back to you.
Also make sure to like.
Definitely. Like, yeah. Do not dislike.
I think also the way of finding us as well is on any of the podcast platforms, so anywhere that you can get your podcast. I'm not going to mention them all.
Yeah.
But if you're watching the YouTube video, then it will be on the screen just now. So yeah, the last thing to say is thank you for listening, and until next time.
See you around, kid. Let's get back and tell Master.
Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Ooh.